Right. So I'm gonna sort of weave my way through and just try to pick up from where I left off somehow and see if we can advance it a little bit. Amen. While I do that, I want to introduce this book, Demons and How to Deal with Them. A lot of what I'm sharing with you, I'm sure you can find in this book. Amen. And it's a real blessing. I mean, you will be enlightened. See, the devil's power lies in darkness. Do you understand? Evil powers thrive and breed in darkness or ignorance. Do you understand? And the devil's power against you is mostly rooted in what you don't know. Do you understand? Yeah. The reason why we can live in the same house with roaches and rats is because we don't know they exist. We don't know where they are. If there was a rat in your house, its home would not be on your center table. Like in your living room, you have a little table there, and then your rat also makes that spot his home. Do you understand? No. If you had a rat in your house, it will probably not only live in the dark parts of the house, but it will also come out when the lights are off. In other words, for a rat to operate effectively and for him to be a successful and prosperous rat, he needs to master the art of moving in darkness, do you see, and secrecy. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. And that is where its power is. I tell you, as soon as you turn on the light, you see the rats begin to take off. If the rat was there, even roaches, when you come into a room, they'll be still first to see what you will do. So he's there in the darkness, but he's watching what your next move will be. If your next move is just to walk around in the darkness, he will just tell the others, "Oh, don't mind him. He doesn't seem to have any time for us tonight." And they'll just continue their business while you also do. You go and break a piece of bread they had just been eating. And then one will tell the other one, "Look, the bread. He's eating our bread. Can you believe these guys?" But it's all in the darkness, so there's no problem. They're not going to fight with you. But as soon as you flip that switch and turn the light on, that same roach will tell his friend, "We're out of here." The light comes on, the darkness has to go away. Hallelujah. And that's the way it is with the devil. That is why the devil doesn't like it for people to be taught the truth. The devil will prefer that you go to a church where we only pray for you. Do you understand? Just pray for me. Everything, Pastor, pray for me. Do you understand? Because he knows, even if the prayer takes the problem away, the ignorance gives him the chance to recreate it. Do you understand? And all, in fact, the world runs on people recreating what has been spent. Like the gas station across the road, his whole hope for business is that even though you bought gas last week, you will come back today and buy again because what you bought last week has been used. Do you understand? So as long as the devil, you can be prayed for and your crisis will come back, and you can be prayed for and your crisis will come back, the devil is not bothered about the prayers they pray for you. Because a certain something you don't know, a certain light you don't have about an issue, a certain understanding that you have not received from the word of God concerning a certain area of your life has allowed him to have an upper hand over your life in that particular area, whether it's your marriage or your relationships or your health or even your finances, and sometimes even just the way you live, your personal life. Hallelujah. Some of us continually battle with depression because we don't have the light on how to deal with depression. Do you understand? So the enemy knows, well, you're in church, they are singing praises, you are dancing, la 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 la, and he just you just go la 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 all you want. I'm going to meet you at home. He doesn't even have to follow you to church to save himself some gas. He knows that in spite of the dancing, la 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 la, it's just empty-headed, you know, la la la. There's no truth that is going to fight the darkness that is operating and that is giving him an advantage over you. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the devil doesn't like you to go to a church where they say, take your Bible, bring a Bible to church, write some notes, open the Bible, see where it is. They project it, you know, on the screen so you can see what the Bible says. Because the entrance of the Word of God gives light. And that light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. See, I've just given you a very simple formula for victory. Let me show those two verses to you very quickly, and then we'll continue talking about madness and demons. Amen.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Are you enjoying the preaching already?
Yes.
Right. I'm going to show you this verse in the book of Psalms. Oh, let me change my version. Just give me 1 second. Okay. Okay. So, all right, here it is. Psalm 119 and verse 130. Psalm 119, verse 130. Psalm 119 and verse 130. What happened to Monique? Oh! Wow! You see? Wow! Très bien. Que shock! Okay. All right. Look at this. The entrance of, read it with me, everybody. 1, 2, 3, go. The entrance giveth light. Now, you're just missing a T here, but I think you can see it, right? It. Okay. So let's do it again. Go. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. Hallelujah. Read it again. Go. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto who? The simple. You get it? Another word for simple is naive. Someone who does not know much. Do you understand? Or even further, ignorant. Hallelujah. So the entrance of thy word giveth light, and it giveth understanding to the ignorant. It gives understanding. It makes you a little more complex in your thinking. Do you understand? The Word of God has the ability of introducing the sort of sophistication that is required in modern thinking for modern living. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So it gives understanding unto the simple, the entrance of the words. It's the entrance of the words that bring light. Now, the other verse is John chapter 1 and verse 5. John chapter 1 and verse 5. John chapter 1 and verse 5. Wow. In the beginning was, okay, you can start from verse 1 if you like. In the beginning was what? The Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Isn't it? Au commencement était la parole. Et la parole était avec Dieu. Et la parole est Dieu. You see, this is the reason why the entrance of the word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. Because la parole est Dieu. Était Dieu. Isn't it? What does it mean? The word was God. Okay, so I'm correct. Hallelujah. Are you following what I'm sharing with you? So you can see that. Now, the same was the beginning with God, Okay, verse 3. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Means the word is very sophisticated because it makes things, isn't it? It makes complex things. It makes beautiful trees. It makes lakes, makes rivers. It makes wonderful things. Then the next one. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. You see, so now the word is being called a person, isn't it? And the light was the light of men. Now verse 5 is the one I want you to see. And that light, it says the light shines in the darkness. And the darkness comprehendeth it not. Or the darkness cannot handle it. Can I have an amen? Amen. The darkness cannot handle it. The darkness, the ignorance, do you understand? The naiveness, the things we don't know, that gives Satan an advantage over us, actually cannot handle the light that comes from the Word of God. Can I have an amen? Amen. Are you hearing what I'm sharing with you? So what a Christian needs is to have a lot of Word. You need to have a lot of Word entering you. Do you understand? You need to have a lot of Word. You don't even have to understand it. You just need to get it coming in. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You need to let, because you see, like food, it benefits you whether you know its composition or not. Are you following what I'm saying? Yeah. Sometimes the reason why people get sick is because they don't know what they are eating. But the fact that you don't know what you are eating does not spare you from what it will do to you. Isn't it? Yeah. So it is also the word. The word has to come through. The word has to come in. And as the word comes in, darkness is dispelled. Darkness, he says, darkness cannot comprehend it. Hallelujah. Light has never been overcome by darkness. It is always darkness that is overcome by light. Hallelujah. It is always evil that is overcome by good. As long as we turn the light on, which is the word, we are sure of having victory in all areas of our lives. Can I have an amen? Hallelujah. Right. So back to madness. Okay. So we were reading Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. So that was all to introduce that book to you. I want you to get the book and read it so you can understand demons. And I'm going to be sharing with you more also about demons. And between the book and my preaching, you'll be set for all demons that come from every place. Hallelujah. Amen. One day I was hearing a pastor pray for some people, and he said, I pray, he said, he mentioned international witches and mobile demons. He was praying against international witches and mobile demons. Hallelujah. Right. So this book will set you up for to deal with all kinds of international witches and mobile demons. Ask your neighbor, do you know any international witches and mobile demons? Hallelujah. All right. Okay. So let's continue. I'm actually just preaching for a very short time, 15 minutes, and then, no, because I want my wife to introduce something to you. Remember at the beginning of the year, we all enrolled for this Bible school thing. Yeah, and all of you have been praying that I'll never mention it again. Well, your prayer expired today. Okay, so today we're going to talk about that. Hallelujah. We're all going to repent and we'll start again today. Say amen. Amen. Okay, all right. So you let's go and talk about madness. One of the symptoms of madness was that one. Okay. So, and they came over onto the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. Verse 2. And when he was come up out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, hallelujah, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, isn't it? Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. Hallelujah. Neither could any man tame him. And then the next one. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. Verse 6. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. Okay? And cried with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. Verse 8. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. Hallelujah. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. Evil spirits can speak, you know. You know, while I was in Ghana, Bishop had a miracle service. One day I'm going to show you that video. He had a miracle service, and that particular night, I believe God wanted to deliver people from evil spirits. I mean, you should have seen the evil spirits. I remember hearing one particular person, the evil spirit was speaking loudly, I will not go. Then Bishop said, Shut up, go. And the demon said, I will not go. Then Jesus said, Bishop said, Shut up and leave this person. And then the demon said, Then I will make her mad. Yeah. Then I remembered the story. The evil spirit said, Then I will make her mad. You know. And Bishop said, You will not make her mad. Shut up. Get out. You know. It was amazing. Hallelujah. One day I'll show you that video. Would you like to see it? Okay. So one day I'll show you. I knew you'd like to see it. You like movies. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of that country. Hallelujah. Now there was nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. Verse 12. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and choked in the sea. Okay? And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. Verse 15 says, And they come to see Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. Hallelujah. Amen. So wrong thinking is caused by evil spirits, isn't it? In his right mind, and they were afraid. They were amazed. Verse 16 says, And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. Hallelujah. All right. So the last time we talked about the territorial nature of evil spirits. And we talked about how the evil spirits begged Jesus not to send them out of that country. Do you remember that? Right? And we understood that evil spirits, can you take us to that verse, please? That evil spirits are territorial. Hallelujah. That they occupy spaces and they occupy particular places, whether it is in countries or in homes or in neighborhoods. Demons occupy such places. And depending on the evil spirits that may be occupying a particular place, that place may have certain features. Hallelujah. So that is why you notice that they don't sell drugs in every neighborhood. Do you understand? Yeah, and it's not like there is a sign as you are entering neighborhoods that says, no drugs allowed in this neighborhood. Isn't it? There are no such signs. There's not even a police barrier to search people and say that, you know, if you're doing drugs, you cannot come here. But it's just an activity that does not thrive in that place. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah, the activity just does not thrive in that place. Because the spirits that cause it are not there. That's the reason. Hallelujah. But in that same place, you will find another activity that you also may not find in a place where they sell drugs. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah, you may find a certain activity that, like, you can find something like depression, heavy depression in very beautiful neighborhoods. Yeah. See a lot of suicides and all kinds of things. They don't commit suicide in drug places. No, no. Yeah. That's no. Yeah. Maybe homicide. Yeah. But not suicide. Yeah. Someone will take your life, but most people don't take their own lives in those kinds of places. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because the spirits are different. Okay. So we can see. It says, and he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Can I have an amen? Amen. So the demons were begging that they should not be driven out of the country. They said, take us out of this man, but we want to be in the country. If you don't want us in this man, we accept it. We're going to go out. But we want to be in the country. Hallelujah. Amen. Then the demons, actually, what's in verse 11? The demons, is that verse 11? Hallelujah. Verse 11. Yeah. You see, now there was there, nigh unto the mountains, a great herd of swine feeding. In verse 12, the demons besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. So it's the evil spirit that said, look, there are some pigs around. Do you understand? Yeah, there are some pigs that are around. Somebody was asking the other day, why did Jesus send the demons into somebody's pigs? But it's the demons that actually requested, we want to go into that person's business. Send us into that person's farm. Send us into that person's poultry farm, into his pigs. We want to go over there. But don't take us out of this country. Do you understand? That means even after the episode with this individual, there will be other people who will come to experience that same thing, because the demons that cause it are still in town. Are you understanding what I'm sharing with you? Yeah. So the demons that cause that madness and that cause all the features of that guy's crazy life were actually still in town, and that's how demons are. And so we learned a lot of lessons from that. We learned many lessons, including that church work, for example, is different from country to country, isn't it? And from place to place. We also learned that before you live in any house or any apartment, it's important for you to pray over those places, isn't it? Yeah, when you go to a neighborhood, you're looking for a place to live. Don't just look, the rent is cheap or something like that. That's not the only reason for choosing a place. Do you understand? But you must also pray and sanctify the place. Can I have an amen? Amen. When you go to a hotel room, you must pray and sanctify the place. A lot of people who want to kill themselves, they go to hotel rooms to do such things. Isn't it? And a lot of immorality also goes on in hotel rooms. Is it not true? Yeah, a lot of immorality goes into. So you just go to your hotel room and go and sleep. You are leaving the place, and then some demon is actually trying to follow you. From that point on, your whole life has changed. Are you getting what I'm saying? Something you didn't do before, you now begin to do. You now begin to struggle with it, and you may not even know that it has something to do with that hotel room and that place where you went to stay. Are you understanding what I'm sharing with you? Yeah. So you need to sanctify the hotel room, amen, and pray. And one of the ways to take charge of an atmosphere is to have your own personal atmosphere creator. Are you understanding me? And a personal atmosphere creator consists of, what is an atmosphere? An atmosphere consists of sometimes the music even you're playing. isn't it? Yeah, that is why they play. When you go to a nightclub and they want people to do bad things, they change the music. You understand? Even the music creates the mood. Because there are certain things you can't do. That's why they don't play Jesus is Alive at nightclub. They can't. You get it. I mean, what are some of the... La, 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 la. I'm trading my sorrow. You can't play that type of song. Although it also has a beat. You get it? But it lacks the atmosphere. Do you see what I'm saying? The atmosphere that kind of song brings, it's not conducive for the sort of thing you want to do in a nightclub. Are you getting it? It's a club that is open only at night. You see that it needs darkness for its business and its purpose to thrive. Hallelujah. Okay? So we understand that you need to pray over spaces and places before you occupy them. Because evil spirits said, we want to stay in town. Hallelujah. So Jesus left the place. When you read the end of the chapter, you see Jesus left the place and went to another town. So you see Jesus has left, but the spirits are still in town. Are you getting what I'm saying? So when Jesus was leaving the guy, he gave him a piece of advice. He said, go and become a preacher. Okay. Yeah. Because preaching the gospel is one of the things that saves you sometimes from evil spirits. Okay. Hallelujah. So Jesus gave him an advice. You know, I'm going and I'm going out of town, but the evil spirits are still in town. So go and preach. He said, go to the cities and tell your friends, become a preacher and tell them what the Lord has done for you. And that is how to keep your deliverance. Anyway, can I have an amen? Amen. Right. Now let me just slip one small thing in here and then we close. That small thing is the concept of spiritual distance. Amen. The concept of spiritual distance. Now, what do I mean by spiritual distance? Well, what I want you to understand, or one of the lessons from this story, is that spiritual distance is not the same as physical distance. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah, that physical distance is not the same as spiritual distance. Now, what does that mean? It means when something is physically far from you, it does not mean that it is spiritually far from you. Are you getting it? And that, of course, also means that when something is spiritually close to you, it does not mean that it's physically close to you. Or something does not have to be physically close to you to be spiritually close to you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, we notice how in this man dwelt what appeared to be like two spirits. Two spirits in the sense that there is a part of the man that wants to worship God, isn't it? When the man saw Jesus, he says, but when he saw Jesus, Pastor Malene, can you give us, he ran and worshiped him. Can you give us that verse? When he saw Jesus, he ran. When he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. Hallelujah. He ran and worshipped him. So here is a man who has many evil spirits in him, but he's running to worship Jesus. Are you getting the picture? He said, most of us did not run to church this morning, did we? No, we walked to church. But here is a man who has demons in him, and he is running to church to go and worship. Hallelujah. Now, earlier on, when we started studying this thing, we saw how that two spirits can be in a person, isn't it? We gave you an example of another man who was in church in Mark chapter 1, verse 23. Do you remember that? And that man, when the preaching was going on, he was in the church. And the Bible says, there was in that synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. Isn't it? He was in the church, but he had an unclean spirit. There was, Mark 1:23, there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. Wow. He was in the church, but he had an unclean spirit. So we can see that unclean spirits or evil spirits or demons don't seem to, or rather, they seem to be able to dwell side by side with the spirit or whatever it is that makes someone want to do even what is good. Are you getting what I'm saying? Then we saw a third example from Peter, where Peter was speaking and the Lord said to him that flesh and blood did not reveal this to you. Do you remember that? In Matthew chapter 15 or chapter 16, where he says, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my spirit, isn't it? And then shortly after that, Jesus is telling Peter, depart from me, get thee behind me, Satan, isn't it? So in that one person, it seems that there is Holy Spirit activity, and then there is also satanic activity in that one person. Hallelujah. And the two activities are not that far apart in terms of time. Hallelujah. Now, that poses a question. That makes us wonder. So can two spirits dwell in the same place, especially two opposing spirits? Like asking, can God and Satan be in this room at the same time? Are you understanding my question? Yeah. But you will not be able to answer that question unless you begin to understand this concept of spiritual distance. That spiritual distance is not the same as physical distance. Hallelujah. That just because something is close to you physically does not mean that that same thing is close to you spiritually. Hallelujah. Or that just because something is close to you or far from you spiritually does not mean that that thing is far from you physically. Hallelujah. So it's a concept that we need to understand in order to be able to appreciate what happened to this man. Hallelujah. Now, in the Bible, we see the story of a centurion. Matthew chapter 8. And from verse 8, we read the story of a centurion. Hallelujah. It's important for us to understand this concept of spiritual distance. That is what allows you to be here and you can deal with something in your hometown. Hallelujah. Amen. You can be living here in Oakland and you'll be dealing effectively, spiritually with something that is happening in your hometown. Your hometown of Congo. Or your hometown of Cameroon. Or your hometown of Accra. Or your hometown of where? Lomé. Or your hometown of Abuja. Hallelujah. Are you getting the picture? Yeah. So you see, here is this is the story of a centurion. This guy, he had a servant who was sick. And some people came to talk to Jesus so that Jesus would come and pray for the servant. So Jesus decided to go to the man's house. But as you can see, when the man saw that Jesus was coming, the Bible says the centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou should come under my roof. Do you understand? Maybe his house had not been cleaned up. You know how it is. Okay. So he had some mess. He didn't think Jesus should come and see that kind of mess. So he said, I'm not worthy that thou should come and under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Can you see that? He said, speak the word. Just stand right where you are and just say something. And my servant, who is not where you are, will be healed. Hallelujah. Amen. Because in the realm of the spirit, really, just because the servant is far away does not mean that the power of God is that far or that same distance from him. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. In the realm of the spirit, although the servant was in a totally different place, yet Jesus could stand right where he was and speak a word that will make a change in that servant's life. Is it not amazing? Hallelujah. So let me give you some quick implications of this principle. Write it this way so that you can understand it. Number one, physically far away does not mean spiritually far away. Physically far away does not mean spiritually far away. And number two, physically close does not mean spiritually close. Physically close does not mean spiritually close. Hallelujah. Right. Then number three, it also means that you can be close to someone physically and not benefit from them spiritually. You can be close to someone physically, but you will not benefit from them spiritually. Now, this particular point is very, very important. Hallelujah. It's very, very important because sometimes you can have, let's say, a man of God or a preacher very close to you, someone you can see every time. Do you understand? But you will not benefit so much from the graces and the blessings that God has placed on his life for you. Hallelujah. Because while he may be physically close, he would be very far away from you spiritually. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And the thing that causes that, if you like, the two forces that cause that are, number one, familiarity. Do you understand? Getting too used to a person can rob you of the blessings and graces that God places in his life for you. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But now, on the other hand, the other force, which is the force of faith, can bring something that would otherwise be very far away, close to you. So that is how come you can watch television, do you understand, and watch a preacher. I was watching someone's testimony the other day, and they said that they were sitting in their living room, and the preacher who was preaching on a program that has been taped at a different time, the preacher just said, "Why don't you come and place your hands on my hands on the screen?" And the preacher just did this to his hand, and then he said, "If you are watching this program and you need to be healed, just place your hands on the screen." Do you understand? And so the person placed their hand on the screen, and the preacher prayed, and they were healed. Do you understand? So now, what is it that is connecting something that is happening sometimes even in another country? So far from you physically, yet you are so close to the power. And you can see that it's the force of faith that actually connects you. Do you understand? So familiarity drives the blessing away from you, even though you'll be sitting next to it. Do you see? And then faith brings the blessing really close to you, even though you are physically very far from it. Are you understanding what I'm sharing with you? Yeah. So you see that in the realm of the spirit, the whole concept of distance is totally different. Isn't it? Right. You've got number three, right? You can be close to someone physically and not benefit from them spiritually. Number four, you do not have to be physically near a person for the anointing to affect you. You do not have to be physically near a person for the anointing to affect you. And that is, again, the reason why all of us must get involved with the habit of listening to messages. Hallelujah. Amen. Listening to preaching, you know, listening to messages. In our church, we have lots of messages online that you can listen to. Amen. Services that you didn't attend. Even our church here, right, our local Oakland church right here, our messages are available online. You can listen to them. But you can also go to the Lighthouse website. There are many messages. If you go to the website and you go to media, which is on the far right-hand side, and you click on media, you see latest message, latest camp, so many different resources over there for you to indulge yourself with. Amen. And get involved with the art of listening, because you don't have to be there for you to benefit from the anointing and the grace that is upon the bishop. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Then the last one, You can be physically, it means you can be physically next door to evil powers and they will not have an effect on you. That means that you can be living literally next door to some occultic practice or juju man, as we call them in my country. You can be next to juju man's headquarters. It doesn't mean that you are spiritually close. Are you following what I'm saying? Yeah. Because God has removed us far above. In fact, if you read the scripture, the Bible says He has placed us far above all principality and power. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. That is why you can live here. Some of you live here, but you are afraid of witches and all kinds of things. Do you understand? Now, in one sense, you are applying the right principle, because in the realm of the spirit, that distance, even though the person is far away, they could be near. Do you see what I'm saying? But on the other hand, because you are in Christ, are you getting it? Even though the person may be near, they are actually very far away from you. Do you get it? So the juju or whatever it is can actually be happening on top of your roof, but it doesn't mean it's near you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. That is why you should not be afraid. You must only believe. Hallelujah. You must only believe. The devil likes to put fear in people because it's the fear that opens the door. It's the fear that gives him access. The fear is like the darkness. It allows, it creates an environment that permits him to operate. Hallelujah. So everything the devil wants to do in your life, he begins with the fear of that thing. If the devil wants to put sickness in you, it is often preceded by fear of that sickness. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When Job got sick, one of the things he revealed in one statement is that all along he had been afraid of getting sick. He said, "The thing that I feared greatly has come upon me." Do you get it? Because he was a very prosperous man. And sometimes as God blesses us, then the next thing is the fear of losing what God has given to you. When you have a good thing, the next thing is you start to live in fear of losing the good thing that God has given you. Do you understand? It can be a job. It can be a relationship. Sometimes even little children. God blesses someone with little children, then they become like a tiger. I mean, because they feel that if they are not careful, they can easily lose this precious life that God has given them. So you live all your life afraid of it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But just because something is physically close does not mean that it is spiritually close to you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And God, the Bible says, He has placed us far above all principality and power. Let me read that verse with you before we close. I think we should read that verse as our last verse for today. Hallelujah. Okay. Far above all principality and power. Okay, there it is. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Okay. Let's read verse 18. It says that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what is the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. Number 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to us what who believe, according to the working of His mighty power. Isn't it? Which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places. Can you see that? He set Christ up in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named. So this is where your juju is captured. Do you understand? The legba. Do you know legba? Okay, the juju, this is where it's captured. It says, every name that is named, not only in this world, do you see, but also it is in the world that is to come. So you say that, Pastor, but the juju in my house, it is very, very old. It's from my great-grandfather. The Bible says it's not only in this world, but it's also effective in future. Isn't it? Right. And then verse 22, this is how you come in. It says, and he has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. The church, verse 23, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Hallelujah. So the Bible says he has placed all things under his feet. Do you understand? All things are under his feet. Do you understand? And he says that the church is his body. So everyone who is a part of the church is a part of his body. Do you understand? And so if you put something under the feet of the person, it means the least, even the lowest person in the body has those things under their feet. Are you understanding what I'm sharing with you? So that is where our position is in relation to all these powers and all these evil spirits. That is why we need not walk in fear. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell your neighbor, fear not. Yeah. Only believe. Hallelujah. Yeah. You just have to believe. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid to receive gifts from abroad. You know, you don't have to be afraid to put clothes onto your baby. You know, somebody told me his wife was expecting a baby, and then some people graciously had a baby shower, and they brought him a trunk load, in fact a car load, because he said the things filled his trunk and filled also the back seat of gifts, and he took them happily to his house because he was just grateful to the Lord, and he thought that God had saved him a lot of money. When he went to his house, he called his wife, come and see the gifts that have been brought to us. And the wife said, no, no, not even one of those things is coming into this house. Because these things have some powers in them. They are coming to attack my baby. Oh, the person said he could not believe it. The wife said, none of these things is coming into my house. So he had to keep the things in his car and dash them to people one after the other. Yeah, yeah. You see, this is how the devil keeps us in poverty. Do you understand? That God has graciously supplied your needs. Bought you a stroller. You know some of the strollers, this SUV type of stroller. Again, you see the stroller, you see that this one is a four-wheel drive stroller that is coming. It's got a fine stroller, it's got diapers, I've got, you know, all wipes and all kinds of things they've bought for them. And the wife said, no, 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 no. Demons are in these things. Meanwhile, the things came from Toys R Us. Not Demons R Us. But fear, fear is what has made them lose such a blessing. Then after that, the wife came to the husband. You need to buy us all these things also. It's a problem. Hallelujah. So don't live in fear. Amen? Amen. Tell your neighbor, don't live in fear. Tell them today's message is for you. You must not live in fear. You have been placed far above principalities and powers. And every name that is named. Hallelujah. Amen. Every name that is named, whatever the juju's name or the god or whatever it is that they worship in your hometown, whatever the name is, you take the name and then you paste it on the scripture and say, far above this one. Hallelujah. And God will bless you. Stand to your feet and let's bring the service to a close. Amen. Have you learned something today? Okay, next week we're going to continue. Next week I'm going to start showing you the characteristics of demonic activity. How to know. You are going to become an expert at catching demons. You get it? Yeah. You be at the train station and you see some things, then you just say, listen, I know what this is. My pastor taught me this just last Sunday. It's fresh. Hallelujah. All right, let's bow our heads, everybody. Just pray. Father, we thank you so much for today. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for the light that comes from your word. What can we do and what will we do without this light? It shines in the darkness and the darkness does not overcome it. Thank you, Lord, that there is no darkness in our lives that will overcome the light that you bring through your word. Let your light continue to shine in this church. Open the eyes of your people to behold wondrous things out of your law every day. Feed them, O God, with the truth of your word. Cause them to rise up in the strength and power of that the knowledge of the truth brings. And give them power over every work of darkness in their lives. In the name of Jesus, we bind every witchcraft, every occultic practice and spirit, every demon, every international witch, and every mobile spirit that has been released against your people, we arrest them in the realm of the spirit, and we cause them to lose their power through the blood of Jesus that is upon us. We thank you, Lord, for your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus, and you may be seated. Let's